This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a British duchess fills her garden with opium, coca, and cannabis plants and invites the neighbors over. First, before Hurricanes Katrina and Rita hit the Gulf Coast, about 100,000 people lived in Lafayette, Louisiana. That's about 130 miles west of New Orleans. Then, as evacuees fled other Gulf Coast towns, as many as 30,000 of them stayed in Lafayette. That's something of a strain on resources, roads and schools, even grocery stores. But as NPR's Jason DeRose reports, there are those in Lafayette who say it's done wonders for the social scene.
Just a few days after Hurricane Katrina struck, Lafayette resident Melanie Lewis noticed something was up with traffic.
I was meeting my mom for lunch, and I said, oh, I'll meet you at a particular restaurant on Johnson Street. And I called, I said, I've been sitting in one spot for 20 minutes. She said, that doesn't make sense. We say we go early. It's 11 o'clock. I said, I know. And she said, Melanie, it must be the evacuees, you know, like it was some kind of huge deal. So that's when I first realized, wow, this is a reality for us.
Traffic is truly overwhelming. The city has only three main thoroughfares. Lewis, who is also Lafayette's director of community development, says the region had to get to work figuring out what to do. Lewis says Lafayette experienced in about 1 week the growth it had projected for the next 15 to 20 years. And that's meant some quick venue changes for long-planned events.
Check mic one.
Say some Hamlet.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Oh, that this too sullied flesh would melt, thaw, and resolve itself into a dew.
The Aquila Theater Company is in town rehearsing for its performance of Hamlet. They were originally scheduled to perform at the city's one major playhouse, but that venue is currently being used to house emergency medical personnel. So now, it's Shakespeare in the Park, and the audience has grown from 500 to more than 800.
Hey, these chairs have been through Hurricane Katrina, so they're a little dusty.
Okay.
On their way to the performance, three friends, Lafayette residents all, sat down just before the play began to chat about what else all these new residents might mean for their city. They agree about the frustrations over traffic, long lines at banks, and long waits at grocery stores, but University Administrator Jill LeMaire says there's also a decided upside to this population influx.
New friends that are looking for nice places to go, looking for tour guides, if we may.
Jill's just being coy here, says her friend, management professor Vanessa Hill.
Let's just say I've been here for a year, and finding other single professionals has been like, where is Waldo? You know, looking through a Where is Waldo book and trying to find the eligible young man.
Finally, Jill relents with a story about a recent evening out.
Get to the men! There were men, yes. We actually had a war on my attentions because we have had two hurricanes here. So I was pulled from the New Orleans men to the Lake Charles men and then back to the Lake New Orleans men.
That's what I want to hear about. That gives me hope that maybe the dating grail really does exist.
But Jill and Vanessa's friend, science editor Jarita Davis, is concerned all this talk of the new dating scene is causing them to seem desperate.
When I was trying to tell this story to some friends of mine from out of state, they were like, I can't believe that you're, what are you doing? You're going to the shelters and you're taking people's phone numbers. What are you doing? And they didn't quite understand that not everyone who's evacuated is staying in a shelter. A lot of people have evacuated and they've bought homes or they're renting apartments or they're, you know, staying in condos or they're staying with family and are actually going to work every morning and continuing with the same firm that they were with when they're in New Orleans.
So far, Jarita, along with her friends Jill and Vanessa, haven't started any serious relationships with newcomers, but they all agree the fantasy of finding Mr. Right is at least something to think about while stuck in traffic, waiting in line at the grocery store, or while surveying the crowd before Hamlet takes the stage.
My lord, oh my lord, I have been so affrighted. My lord, as I was changing in my closet, Lord Hamlet, with his doublet all unbraced, pale as his shirt, his knees knocking each other, and with a look so piteous in purport, as if he had been loosed out of...
Perhaps finding love in the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita might just be enough to transform this tragedy into a romantic comedy. Jason DeRose, NPR News.